Chapter 25. Disseminate the Word.
A further extract from the dialogue that took place in November of 1979, according to the professor's diary and memos to himself.
"Listen, Professor," continued Lai A, "the knowledge is shared. The cooperation between the advanced civilizations and mutual investigations have made it possible for our race to advance in more and more knowledge. For this, for all that has been lost when ambition moves the great countries, we feel that it is time that the terrestrial begins to look beyond himself."
"Why is it indispensable that all have access to this knowledge that you have given me? Do you think for a moment that anyone would really understand the message?"
"You and your congenerationals, like the other races distributed throughout your world, pertain to the species we call ephemeris, as to say that your time of life is very, very short compared to races that succeed in living thousands of years. The time of life of the human of your world is so short, and the damage that is inherited through your descent is so great, that we are worried. Really, the damage left by past generations of thousands of years to the present time is minimal, compared to that which has been left you by only 100 years of your generation. In less than 100 years, your inhabitants have produced much more damage than in all the previous epochs. This is due to your acquiring the knowledge of destruction, and this you view not only as a means of survival, but it also is seen as an augmentation to ambitions and the desire for power. Those who preceded you did not have access to this knowledge, not in the proportion that you have. We believe that you are not aware of the transitory circumstances of your existence and the characteristics of your race. There is much that is absurd in the processes of your world, and it seems illogical to us that you permit this among yourselves. Those powers that engage in bloody invasions, mercenaries who kill only for the desire to do it, have killed to give way to a civilization still more criminal than that of Genghis Khan or Hitler. Why do you not understand that the time has come to reflect upon the damage wrought to your planet? Look, for example, due to the loss of the ozone, your climate in many parts of your world is changing. In this also you have the injection of an orbital change of 14.5 degrees that your terrestrial axis has deviated. You are beginning to lose your orbit, and for that the climate of your countries has changed. But of this, though it is a really significant signal, you have taken no account, immersed as you are in your own hallucinations. In your desire to reach powers in proportion without measure.
We are like unconscious creatures on the universal plane.
Your changes are beginning to manifest themselves. There are really notable men in your world, men that authentically desire to live in peace, who respect it themselves and for others. But there is still the greater imperative of the enormous interests, that, all those options that might be indicative of emotional maturity, she looked at me. Discontinue. There are races in the universe who have great interest in your world, races that surely are intending a great conflagration among yourselves that will allow them to take possession of your world and its inhabitants. They inspire all kinds of murderous feelings in weak hearts and minds. The strong will try to move toward a system of conscience and balance, of harmony and respect. You are strong, Professor. Though you still move in a circle from which there is no easy escape. The future of your planet is not alluring, Professor. There come times truly difficult, really dramatic. Your world and its destiny worries us intensely, but it is precisely for this respect that we come to civilizations like yours. We cannot interfere. We can only suggest a change, if perhaps you happen to be predisposed to it."
"What can we do to avoid the apocalyptic destiny that you predict for my world?"
"In many cases you can make it. In the first place you must stop your aggressive tendencies, which today is a common thing on your planet. Even small children already show characteristics of aggression. The frustrations supplant the normal benefits in your life. Parents do not demonstrate love to their children for fear that it will be interpreted as a weakness. But that is no more than pride. Nobleness has been lost in 60% of the cases. There is a false value placed on principles.
She moved her head slowly and said,
An intelligent being such as the human of your world does not deserve to terminate himself violently.